So we'll just finish off very quickly, just the ending that we left off last time, the Maisa, the guy with the ketchup bottle. I just want to get it very clear before we move on to Refuah. Only a bit of what the Maisa was, the Kavona. So Be'etzem, this wasn't Mazbi last time, but it's a Mogen Avrom in Shin Yud Zayin. Mogen Avrom says, Alocha, that when somebody's shoelace snaps on Shabbos, says, Avada Osim, so you'll do it, you're not allowed to put in a new shoelace. What's the Pshat? So the Mogen Avrom, Pshat is when you take a shoelace and you put it into a shoe, so you're making Guf Echot. You're making one thing connect to another thing, and you're mattel it there. Normally when a person puts a shoelace in the shoe, it's not Pshat, it's two different Dachan. It's Ein Zach. He's put it together. The main of the time of the place can say, this is what we just didn't end off last time, the person says, Zach Zach over here. When I take the lid of this ketchup, and I put it on there, and my Derech HaMazogin is the Derech that I don't normally scoop out the ketchup. The main of the plan is, I've been mattel it over there. So I've been mattel it over there, so Pshat, this is the Mogen Avrom Be'etzem, and Shin Yud Zayin, the time is the same thing by shoelace. That's just the small, we just want to speak that out, to make it clear. Beis Hashem, we're going to go now to Halachos of Refuah on Shabbos. I don't think we're going to manage it in one session. I don't even know if we're going to manage it in two. And if anyone is interested, maybe we'll go into the shaylas of kashrus by medicines, like the gel caps and gelatin, all those sorts of shaylas. I'll know if we'll get into it. I also probably maybe want to get into the shaylas of creams, how to deal with creams on Shabbos with babies. With it's a lot, very, very negeya, how to deal with creams, different zachen, where it's negeya. But for ikka, the shaylas of Refuah, that's what we wanted to discuss. This is the stick of Hagdoma. A person has to know, there was a Maisa Mol that a woman, her husband left her. Possibly disappeared. Couldn't find him. Looked all over the place. Gone. After months and months and months of searching of letters and all sorts of correspondence, they couldn't find this man. They decided to shaylis with this woman. She's not a gunner. She's not a gunner. She can remarry. She can't remarry. They decided to take the shayla to the Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda said, give me a couple of days. Go through the shaylas, I write a tshuva on it, and we'll come up with Hashem with Alocha Lamaisa. He locks himself in a room, all the sparring backwards and forwards, all the sparring, oh, mamash, I can't answer shaylas. He came out Lamaisa, 8 tzirufim, how this woman over here, she can rather get me married. Husband is dead, Chazaka that he's dead for whatever reason, 8 tzirufim, different, all different posts can we're looking at it. The kids said, this woman can get me married, she's 100% mutter. Shayla, shouldn't get me married yet. A couple of months later, all of a sudden, the husband walks into town. And there was an uproar in the town. The whole place is going wild. The Nodeb Yehuda made a mistake. He mattered an aguna. Here's the husband. What's the church? They brought the husband to the Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda said, give me a day. He sat down in the room over there. He went over the tshuva again. He came out and he spoke face to face to the husband. He said, let me tell you something. Alpi halacha, you're a dead man. I passed an alpi halacha. I'm not chozer from any of my pshat. I went over the halacha again. I'm 100% standing what I say. As far as I'm concerned, you're dead. And your wife is 100% mutter to be married. Pamamish, the whole pilipoy, the whole place was going wild. I can't eat this chipsack. He decided afterwards, what's he going to do? He did the going of the grot. What did he do? He did the going of the grot with the chumash backwards and forwards. And it was in Galatim Mazorik Bev Shemayim. The Inshem, huh? When they got a grant. Is this Yeshu? Let's ask Chum Gehat, the Maisa. No, there. Okay, Efsha, the same time. No, there. Efsha. Gashah, the Maisa. Of the Maisa, he did a Zazah. Kitzit was in Zgalatim in Shamayim. What was the Pshat? Pshat was that when he gave this Psak, so in Shamayim there was a tremendous tumult. How can you give such a Psak and a Guna and Matara and he needs us our places? So the time people said, what we'll do is we'll send down a Malach disguised as the husband and we'll see if the Nodeb Yehuda stays with his Psak. That's what he did. He went down, this guy is the husband, he went face to face to the husband, to Nodeb Yehuda, and the Nodeb Yehuda changed with the psak. What do you see from this Maisa? Tremendous Yisoyit. That Avada is important for a person of Avada Mitzias. You have to know how things work, how things happen, all sorts of things. Oh, but one thing is klar. Halacha is halacha. That's it. Nothing gets... Halacha is halacha. And it's very important, the shayla is the medicine. So often a person gets a shayla more with the medicine, the refuah, and all sorts of shaylas with emergencies. A person has to know, enoch hanam, it's rather important for a person to know the mitzvahs, how things work out, what's the maxim, what can he do. But one thing is klar. Halacha is halacha. And we don't change halacha. So al pizeh, we're going to start by SM with the makor of Hilchos Refuah in Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tafnun Gimel on the base is as follows. There was an animal that had too high temperature of blood. The blood was too much. Can you remember a storm of blood pressure or something like that? The Kitzur says the Gemara, it's asur gomel to take this animal and put the animal into cold water. To cool it down? Zug Rashi, what's the pshat? Zug Gemara, what's the pshat? Pshat is gzeira mishum shchika samamonim. Zug Rashi, what's the pshat? If we allow a person to do some kind of refuah, some kind of healing process. So Mimela, what could happen is, how did you used to do medicines in those days? They used to take a pestle and mortar, and they used to go and crush all the herbs. They used to make into our medicine. So Mimela, we can allow a person to do medication in whatever form on Shabbos. He's going to come and do an Issa min HaTorah of Teuchin. Teuchin, as we know, Issa min HaTorah. The person cuts up the fruit salad, right? I feel the miyag dying, the Shibur says the Maisa. He cuts up the fruit salad in very, very small pieces. To shine up a good Issa. To shine up an Issa min HaTorah of Teuchin. So Mimela, Chazal made the Zera. You don't do Rufua. Since Rufua was done, in a way, that is normally crushed, so I feel if this Manena we don't, it's not the point. This is my name, and we don't. I don't know about, we'll see the different sheets in the post with the Maisa that makes enough to mean and the Maisa to ask. Of a Pashtus, the Refuah is a Refuah comes from Xera, the Rabbonon, Mishim Teuchin. So the ganze Xera of Refuah that Ashtazach we have to know is an Issa mid the Rabbonon, and it comes from Teuchin. Right? Merit Kazach, we learn Milchus Refuah from Maisa or fruit salads. Now the Rosh and the Rif, and many other Rishonim, want a Taina Azai. What's the Pshat Refuah? Look there, the Rosh and the Rosh. A person is bohu al rufuasai. When a person is not well, when a person's got an illness, so the Maisa says he's involved in his illness. He's not thinking about different things. When Melis of the Rosh, a person is so involved in his illness, he'll come to do his Surah Daraisas. But later, that's why we ask her all medicines on Shabbos. Comes along with Chaim Noam. Chaim Noam, the Chetzer Shulchan writes, I don't understand. Bishloima bismanehem. Avada, that's what they did. What they knew. They didn't know anything else. I was not just going to a shop. They had to go and take a pestle and mortar, push it, do the medicine by hand. Oh, but Zubu Chayim Noah, no idea. Bismanehu, there's no such thing. You know anybody that buys in the house who needs a medicine and start making different crushes or different zakh and put them together and feed it to a choyle? How about this? Zubu Chayim Noah, what's going on over here? So the Pasha tell us, they ask, the answer for the Chayim Noah is, the Rambam and Hilchos Mamorim, it's the Neshachachman and Hilchos Pshot, and the Parish of Mishvotim, different places in there, Osnidbu brings the same answer. And as that is as right. When Chazal made Xera, so once they made Xera, I feel that the time of the Xera is bottle, but the Xera still stands. I mean, we might say, everyone knows there's many, many Xeras in Shabbos, for example, Hilchos clapping, all sorts of making washes on Friday. A lot of things come from Xeras Chazal that is my name, don't apply. Oh, but we know, Kran in the Gemara is, that in order to mevatel something that a Beis Din made, you need a Beis Din Gadol b'minyan and Gadol b'chachma. The Meila, since we don't have such a thing, the Gzeira still stands. Zudachai Odom Chob another pshat. Zudachai Odom, that we know Refuah doesn't only mean a pill. It means creams, it means mixing powders and liquids. The Meila, Zudachai Odom is one of many places in Mazon that lav dafka, inachanami, bismaleh, it could be, inachanami, we don't know how to do it. Oh, but there's many other melachas that Refuah also applies to. The melachas of creams, for example, very nageya, memreach, in Cain, I feel with your taina, that the issa be'etzem has gone to time. I don't know where the problem with Refuah is, oh, but about that, the maisa, we have other examples where it could apply, the sabada, the gzeira, stays, stands still. Maisa, I have another poshup shot. I want to get this shit to a bunch of bochim. Bochim comes over to me afterwards, says to me, Rabbi, I don't understand, what's pshat? My father does this every single Shabbos, every single, no, not Shabbos, during the week he does this. He makes all these medicines. He does all this crushing, he has all these potions, he has a whole room for it. He makes hot, I said, really, what's going on over here? What's pshat? He works for a company or something? He says, no, he does it with the Belgian Rebbe. Murray Gazak, he told me his father is some kind of chiropractor or something with the shot massages and all homeopathic medicines. And Bekitsa, he does it all the time. He does it at home, he makes all these medicines. Meilan, Meis, a person goes to a homeopathic store, he'll see all these zachen. You see all the things that they do, they crush this, they put that together with this, that together with that. There's a woman, for example, in Harnof, I sent her, someone recently there, had something on his tongue. I sent someone to Harnof, because there's a woman over there that does all these potions, she puts things together, but against her Meisa. But maybe you see, Bismanenu, Afilu, it's a vaden again. So this is clear that the Xeris still stands, Afilu, Bismanenu. We don't understand it, the time is gone, Oba Le Meisa, the Xeris still stands. Oba, sometimes we'll use this heta, Le Meisa, the Machim of Sofik, and Divin Zach and the Gabi Choyle. Now the Pimagodim fake the Kasha. Fake the Pimagodim, if this whole Xera comes from Hilchus Teuchim, so why don't we just give it the same heterium as Teuchim? We know that if a person wants to make a salad, so what's the heter to make a salad? The Mishnah says in Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you the heter. So the Mishnah Berurah, Gaval, 2 to 9. What do you need? Number one, the pieces should be a little bit bigger, Seder. Nachab Pshat, so the Rashba. The Rashba says, anything you do, Teuchim Miyad, Smutah. Dino, if someone wants to make a food salad, this Avadah, she has to make it, Somach L'Sudah. The Melech, the Pimagodim, the Seder.
See, if the whole Xeira comes from Shem Toichain, so just matter it from Miyad, right before you have to give the Chole the medicine, matter it to the Pimagodim 9. Because that was talking to Gabi food when you're eating something. Over here, I'm not eating something Be'etim, you're doing something as a refua, and made that bad, that wouldn't work. Okay, so the nice thing we know, when we say refua and medicines, it's lavdaka pills, it means creams, it means sprays, it means also anything the mighty that can heal a person is nichlal in this gzeira of refuah, right? People don't realize when it comes to creams, this avada person has a bite or something, a mosquito bite, puts on a cream. So leave out the shayla right now, which type of cream and how thick it is and all these shaylas. Oh, but the is a shayla of refuah. It could be an issa of the rabbanim, the time of refuah. Dochazach, what's the issa of refuah over here? Is the issa on the person that does the refuah? Or is the issa on the person that gets the refuah? I give you a shayla lemaisa. Someone came to you once after about davening over here. After he says to me, I want to check something I did. I want to check it's right. So normally when he hears Zazach, I normally think, oh, like, what's he done? He tells me like this. He says his wife lit the candles. And she has Zazach chapped skin on the hands. She lit the candles. And she knows that once she lit the candles, Zazach also do any malach. She was Mekabel Shabbos then. So what does he want? She wants her husband to pour the cream for her. She'll stand there very still, she won't do anything. Saya in Mama, she won't do anything, and the husband will do it. And he told me he did it in the Meister. I told me, Echanami, Gavaldi. Chob Reis, Mishulchan Aruch, Mishulchan Chetzi, Chob Hei, that a Badu with Mutter, that the issue of Refuah is doing the Meister. Because we're only choishing for someone who's doing the Meister Refuah, he's gonna come and do Toichim. Masha Igor, the person getting Refuah, he's gonna write this. Show it to Igor, tell Mishra, saying, what? By her lighting, no. Only when she lighting. After she lit, before you enter Shul. Let me go later. There's a klal in Hilchus Refuah that something that doesn't come alidei samamonim, dahainu, something that doesn't use a medicine is always going to be mutter. The Maaseh LeMakor, this thing is a steer in the Rambam. One place in the Rambam tells me I'm allowed to take a hot cup, it's a Gemara better also, take a hot cup and put it on the stomach. It calms down the stomach from stomach ache and all these zachen. Why? So the Rambam, no samamonim. Of the Rambam in other places, hold on a second, you're not to do exercising on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah, what's Pshat? So Mishnah Berurah 9. Pshat is like this. If something is sometimes done on the day before, then it's asa always. Dahainu, exercising, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to exercise. What's the Pshat? So the Shulchan Aruch, kidei la'azia. That means it used to be amol, that if a person was sick, so what's the best way of getting away from your fever? Is by sweating it out. The male of a person would exercise and would sweat, he'd get mad, much better that way. Zutta Mishabura. The bout that was done, aliday sometimes, aliday someone. I checked up with a doctor, I called up a doctor recently, and I asked him, I said, is there such a medicine like this? Is there such a pill that can make a person sweat? And the father there is. They use it all the time for people that have fever. The male asked, the reason why you can't do exercising on Shabbos is because kidei la'azir. And kidei la'azir means I'm going to sweat. Since it was done sometimes, aliday refuah, aliday a medicine, a pill, maybe it's awesome. Masha'inkin, something which is never done, aliday a pill, it's always going to be mutter, it's not going to be a shayla refuah, and chazal will never go into such a matzav. So for example, exercising, let's talk about exercising, right? A fellow came over to Mamish last week, he said to me, I'm an occupational therapist or something like that, no idea. I said, no, what do you want from me? He said, Poshut, I've got kids, and they're very, very wild. It comes to Shabbos, their mamish, I can't cope with them. So I want to take them down to my private room over there. And I have over there a trampoline, and I have all these ladders and these steps, and they're going to go up and down. Kids are going to work them out to calm them down a little bit. I told them it's about the mutter. He says, ah, you're talking nonsense, you're not allowed to aim the samlim, often a good moment. You're not allowed to exercise. He says, no. Because the Shulchan Aruch, when he said you can't do exercising, is kidei la'azia. If the reason why a person is exercising, and the person takes you in massages also, if the whole reason is, in order to make the person sweat, then it's awesome. Because it's done like a fool. Masha'inkin. If a person is doing it because he's enjoying it, or for example, he's got a stomach ache and he wants to get rid of it, but he's not doing it to sweat, then the exercising is no problem whatsoever. And then they send massages and exercise all these problems. Because again, it doesn't come out of this moment if you're not going to sweat. The problem is, Rashi. When Rashi talks about the Issa of Emes Amlin, so Rashi says it's Uvdin Dachol. Uvdin d'chol, from Islam, we used to say, Alamal, we don't understand what's Uvdin d'chol. Yes, sometimes it is, the toothbrush, having a yuchadik toothbrush, having a yuchadik hairbrush, all sorts of things the Mishavur brings out at different times when you have to have and don't have to have. The idea of the klolim b'diyuk, which from Islam says. Or but perhaps, as Rashi says, when a person does exercises, does sit-ups and press-ups, all these sorts of things, the Maisa, he's doing Uvdin d'chol. And the Maisa, from Shabbos and other places, can want to be choshish for that.
Comes along with Shlomo Zalman. Orbach says nay. So with Shlomo Zalman, when we do exercise the Maisa Bismanenu, what do we do exercise for? To oil the body, to get it working, to get the blood pumping. That's how we do exercise. And those who swim as almond, exercise is to be done as part of the hospital routine. When a person is tackled not well, that's what they do. They do exercising. Mimela, as we swim as almond, our exercising is badin on a common uvdin to chol. The person needs to exercise on Shabbat to do all sorts of things. The maisa can be sewn upon this halacha the maisa. Nomina invite him. Who adin? Anything that's not done ali day with fuas about the mutter, for example, pulling a brace to straighten one's teeth. Zavadus mutter. I used to be murapa his teeth. But my brothers know pill that can make such a thing work. This is a bad mutter. Who has in, for example, a person gets a bruise or a cut and he wants to take an ice pack or whatever it is to put it on the thing. This is a bad mutter because again, you can't get a refuah for that. There's no pill that works that way. And maybe whenever something is not done ali day a pill, there's no issa bichlal. Who has in the post can talk about hot water bottles, right? But maybe that's also no problem bichlal because again, it's not something that's done ali day refuah. If something is not done ali day refuah, it's a bad mutter. Now, Ba'etzem, there's five levels of illnesses that can happen aleinu on Shabbos. Number one is you have a meichash. You also have a choyle she'ein bo sakana. You have a choyle she'yesh bo sakana. You have a mitzas choyle and you have a sakonis eva. Each madrega gets a totally different halacha. So I want to be mazbir. We're going to go one by one, Be'ez Hashem. I want to go through each category. We'll speak out what the category is. And the meisa, what heterim do we have on each category? How to do it in the meisa. So first thing we know, this is discussed in Shulchan Ches, Tiv Aleph, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that a meichush ba'alma is asa to do any refuah. A meichush ba'alma means as follows. If you have somebody, he's got a headache, he's got a sore throat, he doesn't feel so good, but it's not enough to send him to bed. That means uncomfortable, it's not gishmak, right? That's a meichush. Zut the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Ches, Tiv Aleph, asa gomor. He's got no heter b'chlau to do any refuah. Because there's somebody that's only got a little bit of meichash. He's not really a choyla. He's not really a choyla. Memeila chazal will go there that matzav. Memeila, after the character of Moshe Paskins, that any medicine is mukta for this fellow. It's also good for him to touch mukta, to touch medicine. Because we're about to ask of him to take it, so it becomes mukta, like anything else in life. Anything that's also to do, anything also to use, becomes mukta. Memeila, Zay Paskin, with Mezalman, with Moshe, a vada there for a person is a meichash, ba'almi, has a headache, a sore throat, he's got something like that. This vada, he's not to have any refuah whatsoever. This avada will be mutter. This avada will be mutter. This is the end of Shin Ches, it's down over there. If it's mutter for one person, there will be mutter for you also to do. Now, there are two exceptions to a meichash. I mean, there's a lot of exceptions to a teirim, Be'ez Hashem will speak out a lot of a teirim. Of a pashtus, there's two major exceptions to a meichash. The first exception is a child. If you have a child, now the child on the age will speak out in a minute, of a child with a meichash equals us with a cholish ein bo sakana. Dahi, you have a child, for example. Now, any pain or any uncomfortableness of a child is for us very, very bad. Dahi, for the child, they feel it much more. We would say, no, nishka feilach, peseda. But for a child, it's a serious matzah. For example, every person over here, if a person would have a nappy rash, right? So peseda, you go right there, you put a cushion extra on the chair over there when you sit down, you manage. Or for a baby with nappy rash, that's gefeilach. Mommy says, the kid screams. So mainly, what do we see? Look at the poskim. If you have a child, and this child had any tzeirich whatsoever, that's already got a dinner b'choyle she'ein bo sakana, and we're going to speak out later that a dinner b'choyle she'ein bo sakana is all medicine is mutter. I'd rather have to speak out queens how to do it exactly, Be'ez Hashem. Oh, but one thing is clear: when you have a child, and this child is not well, it makes no nafka mina the level of not well, and how much it hurts them, you don't have to ask them, it's 100% mutter to do any durabonon, thicker refuah, the high pills and medicines, and queens bar will speak out lemaisa. What's the ages of a child, right? I mean, when does a child stop becoming a zazah? When does a child become behind like an adult? You have to wait till you're in the chodesh ema sakona. So then, the poskim, most poskim, Chazanish, Rav Eliashiv, Shlomo Zalman, they hold that be'erek till 2 or 3 years old, that's got a din of a chodesh ema sakona. That means any tzoyuch of a child that's be'erek 2, 3 mashuk hazeh has automatically a din of a chodesh ema sakona, and any medicine is 100% mutter. Yesh Eimin, the Mechazishcha is a Tshuva Azoi, Moshe Tain is 6 years old, Mechazishcha is a Shmuel Shabbos, one time, I think until 9, from Sina Bashor was a Tain, even Bar Mitzvah, I have to say that Abba Mekum, I think of Pesach is Be'era 3, or if more than that, depending on the Tzorech. But that's one exception to a Mechaz. That means here we have a child,
that's a din of a meichush, because Aula has a little bit of a pain, a little bit of a stomach ache, mashu kaze. Or b'lemaisa, we give this din of a child a cholish she'emus hakona, all medicines are mutter. Exception number two. How about you have somebody who's right now he's a meichush? He's got a headache, doesn't feel so good, or but he knows that he's going to turn into a cholish she'emus hakona, and he's a chiddush even after Shabbos. That means, for example, add it many times. You know, you feel schwach, you feel, oh, right, the flu's about to come. You got this feeling inside you that the stomach's about to come. So that means, I know, by Sunday morning, I'm going to be in bed. So that's the case. Preventing an illness is just like treating it. Remela, about right now, I haven't got a dinner of a chodesh, I've got a dinner of a mechush, I've got no hechus to do before. But since I'm going to have the heter, and that the chiddush is even after Shabbat, not that way. Oh, but myself, we can be making it, and we can say that filu after Shabbat, the person on Sunday morning is going to be in bed on Shabbat. He has the heter right now. We're going to actually spend Mizama's big heter in halachas of meichas. It's again also the gabi. The guy is examined by a fast day. A person knows, for example, let's say we're going to fast falls on a Sunday. So he knows that every time he fasts, a headache. So what's he going to do? On the fast, he's got no heter. Oh, no, I tell you. Of a passion, no heter. So he wants to have a pill on Shabbos. Leave out the shayla v'chone right now. Of the night, the passion is a bit of water. Because he's doing it to prevent himself from getting ill. So that is exception number two. Now, Be'etzem, as we said, a meichush has no heter b'chol. There's no heter for a meichush to take medicine. I have at least 7 heterim of how a meichush could take medicine. At least 7. We'll try, Be'ez Hashem, to go through all of them. They asked the Baruch Be'er once, how did you become a Baruch Be'er? He said, because I had aspiration to be a Kedega. I had aspiration to be Kedega, to become a Baruch Be'er. So we've got many examples. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see what we get up to. The first one is, sorry, exercise, like we said. For example, you have a person that knows they have a stomachache and they go for a geshmak, a walk. That's about the mutter. Exercise, something like that, is about the mutter. Say that. Next hat we have is, sorry. Gemara Shabbos Taf Kufcha Samud Beis. The Gemara says, sorry. You have a kilurin. What's a kilurin? Zug Rashi, some kind of eye ointment that they used to put on their eye, and the male used to wrap with their eye. Zug the Gemara over there, and Rashi's Mazbe. If you take this eye liquid, whatever it was, and you mix it up before Shabbos, then you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. What's the pshat? So actually pshat it. Because when a person does refuah, there's two problems. Problem number one, he himself is doing the refuah. That means I'm doing the refuah, I'm choishish, or chazal was choishish, that I'm going to do an issa. Number two, is people are going to look at me and say, hey, this guy's doing refuah, what's the pshat? The mela, some of the person, you have a gevaldige eitzah. Let's say a person knows he gets a headache. I know, for example, most times on Shabbos afternoon after Mincha, I have a headache. So what's the heter? I'm a meichush. I've got no way of getting out of it. Zug dead, I'm fushi gemor, kuf chasam a base. I'm a meichush heter. What do? I mix the tablet, I crush it down before Shabbos, and then mix it into some food. And then on Shabbos, I can take the food normally. It's kilo, I'm having some food, I mix it into some sugar, put it into a coffee, mix it into some applesauce, and drink and eat the applesauce. I'm getting the pill at the same time. I am doing refuah, but no. Because mebaz, I'm doing it before Shabbos. So that's a heker for me, because I know that I can't do it on Shabbos. And also, it looks like I'm doing something normal on Shabbos. I was like, I'm doing it before. But maybe I'm covered in both dance. Now, I always had a sovereign with this, and it doesn't look geschmack. Is your headache going to get better from a pill that's crushed in some chocolate sauce that you're going to put into your sandwich? I called up a doctor who told me, my body works. What's enough to mean? How it comes into your body? The mice it comes in, the body works. Hashem, you have a murder gate. The person knows, for example, that he's going to be a meichush, or he's meichush already now. Come Shabbos, what's he going to do? No heter. And later, before Shabbos, you cook, put the liquid or whatever it is, put the powder into some food. Now, the mice of Rizkhalet, it says, very important, not pshat, that you take the tablet and you put it into a piece of biscuit and you eat the biscuit. That's a brother, that's a word also. Has to be aimu nikola ayim b'chalal. Has to be pshat that I'm eating something normal, and even I don't chap that I'm eating the refuah. That's why we said it has to be crushed, otherwise you've got a problem. Now, Rav Moshe wants to be machmir over here. Rav Moshe finds in Shuvah in Igros Moshe's cholik on this. He says, no. That the heter over there was only on something that the derech was normally to crush it and mix it into food on Shabbos. And since I'm doing it before Shabbos, that's the heter. But over here, what am I doing? I'm doing something totally weird. I have no shaykhus. And then the Rav Moshe wants to be machmir, and Rav Moshe will ask in this case. Oh, but right by poskim, you say you can be mekel and you can mix it into food on Shabbos. That's heter number two. Heter number three. Medicine that is taken every day. So a lot of people make a mistake, and they say that any continuous cycle of medicine is always mutter. So it's a big mistake. The first thing is it has to be a medicine that's supposed to be taken in one shot. Dahainu, consecutively. If it's a medicine, that Batsin, let's say a person's got a rash and he takes a medicine for his rash. So Batsin makes no enough gamin if he'd miss one day. It's not pshat that if he'd miss a day, he loses the cycle. Mashain, for example, someone just asked me today about antibiotics. So I told him, antibiotics works paket. I checked this up. Antibiotics, the pshat is if you miss out a day, it ruins the whole cycle. You have to do continuous. The main is of the poiskim. Now we're going to say a tarim for someone that starts their medicine before Shabbos, he's allowed to continue the whole time. Only going on some that's meant to and has to be taken as a continuous cycle. Remain on. Zuk, many poiskim. The stipend of Chazanish, other poiskim. They were telling us, I feel if it's not a medicine that's prescribed for 7 days, it's mutter. The bowl that you're allowed, you have to take it before Shabbos. And the pshat is, if I know that I have to take a medicine before Shabbos, I'm not bohol anymore. I'm not bohol anymore. Because I know before Shabbos, I have to prepare a certain amount of medicine. Maybe Chazal will never go into the matzah. Comes on Rosh Hashanah and says, hold on a second, Rav Nish. It's got to be that this medicine was prescribed for 7 days. If this medicine was not prescribed for 7 days, and it's not going to be difficult for you to stop, Rosh Hashanah was also machmir. If a person has got prescribed for 7-8 days, there's a bad he can continue it on Shabbos as long as it will affect him if he stops. Again, once again, Rav Moshe over here, the very day of Lama, Rav Moshe is very machmen and lochas of Rafua, Rav Moshe writes over here, Tavada Osa. Rav Moshe's loshen in Shuva is, unless a person is going to get a nervous breakdown, loshen Rav Moshe, nervous breakdown, from this, there's a bad is Osa. I don't know why, since Rav Moshe was very machmir, alochas of Rafua, I'm not sure why, but basically he was machmir. So again, klar, most poskim hold that I feel if it was only prescribed for 3, 4, 5 days, you could be makel. As long as you started before Shabbos, then maybe you can continue going the whole time. Some poskim want a time that should only be prescribed for 7 days. That reminds us, hetter number three. Hetter number four, eating a normal food. So we have a Mishnah, Kavtesim HaBeis in Shabbos, that says, Kol Maichu Briyim is Mutter. If a person eats something that's looked upon as a Maichu Briyim, that's not a form of Rafua. For example, he's eating a chicken soup. A chicken soup, everybody knows, it's a Maichu Gavadig Rafua. Is it also a Maichu Mutter? A person's having a tea with lemon in it or with honey in it. He's doing it for his throat. He's doing it as a Rafua. He's Kavadig Rafua. Of a Sukkah Mishnah, if it's a Maichu Briyim, then it's a Vada Mutter. Because this is looked upon, hame by him, hame by Achirim, as a Maichu Briyim, it's looked upon as a Malzach, and maybe it's a Vada Mutter. Who is, for example, a person wants to have prunes to help the constipation over there, it's also Mutter, because again, Maichu Briyim, a person wants to have the Rakona sweets, whatever they're called, to step for the sore throat, it's a Vada Mutter. Again, normal sweets is not a problem. That's Hetter number four. Hetter number five. Pes can say that the only issue, this is more negated to creams, a person has a cream, again like we said, Rafua doesn't mean Dafka taking a pill, Rafua can mean the person has a rash, and wants to put it on the rash. So the poskim, the issue of Rafua means to take the zah and put it onto the mokay. However, if you take the cream, and you put it above the area, and let it roll down by itself, this is mutter. For example, a person's got chapped lips, we also put a bit of spice baby oil or something on it, because again, we're not getting into Mareach Shiloh chapstick, because Avada's osa. Chapstick's Avada osa. But let's say he wants to put a bit of oil to make his lips a bit more geschmack. So to put them on the lips, Avada osa. He's a mechesh. He's got a bit of uncomfortableness. He's not allowed to take any refor. He can't put oil on his lips to make them more geschmack. But what he can do with the poiskim is put the oil on a healthy part of his skin. That's on a massive refor. It's going to go down afterwards to the mokum refor. Not my problem. It's not my problem. So the poskim is like eating a banana and helps my upset stomach. What have I done wrong? It's going to help. I got upset. It's not my problem. I'm putting the oil in the mokum, that's good. So it's going to run down after. This about it is good. Hetter number six. Preventing an illness. This is a maisa. A lot of people do not know this hetter. It's a tremendous hetter. And it helps for a mechesh. Again, we've not discussed chodesh eim bezakona. We're only going into hilkos mechesh right now. You have over here somebody that knows, for example, every single week he eats the trunt. And after children, what does he get? He gets a heartburn. So what's he allowed to do? Tums, right? Again, maybe next week we'll discuss all the shyness of vitamins and Tums and heartburn pills, all sorts of shyness they've got in of a pill, caffeine pills. There's a show, we'll get to it. Oh, but pastors, this guy, once he has the heartburn, his body can't take any pills for it. Heartburn is a mechush. Mechush is no etabachlau. So the police came, say in the Khalami. So before you get the mechush, then you can take it. Let's say a person knows he can get a headache in 10 minutes. You know in 10 minutes you're going to get a headache. So take it beforehand. Take the pill beforehand. Mimela. The whole issa again, like we said, Shitas HaRosh, Shitas HaRan, is the issa's bola rufuasoi, is real hoishish, that if we allow a person to do rufua, he'll come to do issa toichet. Is it a raisa? Of over here, he's not bold yet. He's not got the heartburn, he's not got the headache, there's a marius mutter. Remember, that's a murder, heter. This only helps for a mechish. And the last thing is, this way, well, this we have to end, next week we have to pick up more pilshiners, and that is something that's not a direct act of healing. Is the maaser going to be mutter? For example, you have somebody, he gets a thorn, he gets a splinter, or he gets a bite in his finger. Does a vadi's got a din of a meichesh? A child, a vadi's mutter. But an adult, he's got a din of a meichesh. Meichesh can't do anything about it. How are you going to take it out? The person can know. When you take out a sting, or a splinter, whatever it may be, you start with a four. You just cleanse the bone from something that's dirty, that's bothering it. That's not a refua. That's removing an outer foreign object. That's about the butter. That's not called refua. Ah, the maaser, you're getting a refua from it, bad sen, because now you feel much better. You haven't got it in anymore. The maaser, mabad, it's not an issa refua, because it's not a refua bad sen. It's just removing something from inside. This about this mutter. However, you have to know, the doctors recommend, always when a person gets a splinter, he should always spit out some blood. Afterwards, it helps for infection. He's after the vada isem in a pashtus isem in a Torah of Shechet and Shabbos. The vada is also who adin person has earache. We know one of the yudutik is after the person wants to get rid of the earache. He takes some olive oil in the ear. Everything flushes out. Gavaldik, ah, you fool. Earache, stomach is only a meichesh. What does the person know? They've been removing something from the body. That's not called a refuah. They haven't healed the body. You just removed something from it. Made out of vada is mutter. And the last thing is, what about dicks? Person's got a stuffed up nose. The maaser, what's dick dicks? So the Talmud used to say that dicks is not a refua. What is dicks? It just unblocks the blockage over there. That's not a refua. It's like taking out a splinter, that we say in the Talmud. Oh, but I was with one of my friends over there in the Vicks company, and he told me nice. This manenu, now what they do with the Vicks is they actually put refua, they put medicine and gavgachan inside it, and it keeps the congestion from stuffing up even more. The Meir taking Vicks by Meichush is no Bishayla of a four. And Beis Hashem next week will have to go more to size of pills. If anyone's interested, we have a Kuntras and Hukhush Shia Chazor HaTzmona that's available in the back.